I think that this is the most important peace process that has been going on during the past 20 years at least. And it's very important because it has gone too far. Most of the people, especially from the democratic sectors and the democratic left, believe that this is that the process has reached to a point of no return, which I think is true. There are many favorable conditions internationally, the support of many countries, of course, the US, the European Community, Russia, now the Pope, who has openly talked about his support to the peace process, and he has announced that he's going to Colombia early next year. But also the region, the so-called alternative governments of South America. So the international conditions are very good. Domestic conditions are also very good. The FARC guerrilla has been very much weakened. So they are in the precise time to advance this ongoing peace process. But there is also another important issue. This issue is that the Santos government has been taking long distance, or has been differentiating himself from Uribe, which is very much important, in the sense that both of them are very neoliberal. If you see the economic issue, they are very similar, and they're programs are very similar. Both are neoliberal, both favored foreign investment before any other thing. But regarding the situation in the country, the armed conflict, they are very different, which is important. Uribe said all the time that there was no domestic conflict. You remember he said that the guerrillas in Colombia were part of the international terrorism. He was very close to Bush, and he was always saying that there was no such a thing as a domestic conflict. He was against any negotiation, although now it was known that he tried to negotiate also with the FARC. But he was also the hard line of the extreme right, and now he represents that. He's very close to the paramilitary and to the narcotraffickers. He's a cousin of the Ochoas, and he was very, his way of life, his origin, his background is more related to the hacendados in mm-hmm. Colombia mm-hmm. and to the landlords who have expropriated the Colombian peasants. You know, we have like more than 6 million victims, and most of them have been expropriated from the landlords, the narcotraffickers, and all that. So he's against the law of victims and restitution of land, which is a very important issue approved by the Santos government. Mm-hmm. Santos represents the old bourgeoisie in Colombia. They are very much committed to foreign investment. They are very neoliberal too. But they want to reestablish the rule of law, which is important for everybody in Colombia.
Let me ask you this about, I want to get into the role of the United States in a second, but before that, getting back to the Uribe, not only Uribe, but he represents the opposition to peace talks, and you see commentaries in the news media, you see people making proclamations saying that, you know, denouncing Santos, a lot of social media out there trying to criticize the process, saying that they're giving the country away to the guerrillas. How is it possible, given the many instances that the peace process with the FARC, 1980s, 1990s, and then obviously the last peace process at the end of right around 2000, 99, 2000, that also fell apart. How is it possible that they were that the Santos has been able to put Uribe in check and still proceed and get this far? What accounts for the success of Santos of moving this forward, even notwithstanding the major opposition that continues to exist in Colombia with any kind of talk with the FARC?
The most difficult part of the whole process has been the opposition by Uribe. And the fact that he has the support of half of the population in Colombia. It doesn't mean that half of the population in Colombia support the paramilitaries and all this, but he is always talking in terms of impunity and talking against the peace process. And one important effect, maybe the main impact of the civil war in Colombia, of the internal, of the domestic conflict in Colombia, has been the turn to the right of the middle classes, and especially, well, the Colombian society in general. So that's like a big obstacle to the peace process. People are tired from the war, but they don't want impunity. So when Uribe is talking about a peace with impunity, the Santos process and all this, and he says we want real peace but without impunity, most people believe that it's possible, which means that the guerrilla should surrender, which is not possible. They are not defeated. It's a peace process. It's a negotiation process. They have to compromise, both of them, both of the two teams. Otherwise, it should be, if we were talking about a defeat, they should give up the weapons, and that's it. But this is not the case. Mm-hmm. So as Navarro said, you know, Navarro, the former leader of the M19, who is a senator now, he said one of the main issues is that the weapons shouldn't be returned to the government. This is not, we are not defeated. This is not a surrender. Right. The main issue is to stop fighting, demobilize the guerrilla, which is possible, but it's not a surrender. Right. So Uribe tried to build up on this, and people who are very tired about the war and all this, they believe that it's possible. And also the general attorney is always, he says, from the extreme right, they are always trying to put the peace process in, trying to push people against the peace process.
Interesting that they didn't have the same reaction, and a good sector of the public, there was opposition to it, but generally there was an acceptance of a peace process between Álvaro Uribe's government and the paramilitaries. I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't recall there being such a large outcry in the mainstream media and in the political circles of impunity when Uribe was negotiating with the paramilitaries eight years ago. Mm-hmm. But they are taking that same stance against the guerrillas. Why?
I think the main issue is that there was not a leader from the establishment on the other side, which is Santos now. The establishment is the ruling classes, the elites are divided. The opposition to the negotiations with the paramilitary, which was aimed at giving them political status, all the time Uribe wanted them to be considered as political enemies. The critiques came from the left and from lawyers and social movement, which was not very strong. Now the situation is different because you see the establishment divided. Mm-hmm. Santos with his party is very much in the defense of the peace movement, and that's important. That's why most of the democratic left is supporting the peace process. Mm-hmm.